The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
What's up, Bulls Nation? Welcome to the show. I'm your host, David Williams, along with
the coolest person on the planet, Sam Brewski. And welcome to Hoop Ball Grizz, y'all.
Okay, listen, dude, you got to tone it down.
No.
Like, the greatest co-host ever, we can take, but the coolest person ever, really?
Yep.
Mm-mm.
Today I am.
No. All right, guys, we are post-game. Sam may or may not be a little drunk. I don't know what's going on with him over there.
Woo! Not really.
We're post-game after the Memphis Grizzlies beat the Brooklyn Nets by 39 points.
39. That's 39. Two of them in a row.
Yeah, back-to-back dominant road wins for the Grizzlies against teams that they're supposed to beat. That is exactly the way you make the playoffs. You beat the teams you're supposed to beat. They've done that back-to-back. Beat the Hawks.
And it makes them a 500 team. Get smacked.
They improved to 31-31 on the season. That is good for a three-game lead over who, Sam? Do you know who the three-game is?
Sacramento Kings.
That's right. Not.
The Spurs or the Trailblazers.
Or the Pelicans.
Well, Pelicans, yeah.
Or the Pelicans are currently.
I'm not even counting on them.
They're in 12th place right now. But anyway, we're not going to dig in. So, three and a half game lead. I missed a half game there. So, that's good. 3.5-game lead over the Sacramento Kings. And the Kings have been playing good ball. They are 7-3 in their last 10. So, another good win for the Grizzlies tonight. Like I say, you got to beat the teams that you're supposed to beat. Grizzlies took care of business in Atlanta, and they take care of business tonight in Brooklyn. I know that Brooklyn is injury-plagued. The Grizzlies aren't exactly healthy, but that's not the point. You're a playoff team. You got to beat the teams like the Nets that are in trouble. So let's run through some stats real quick. Dylan Brooks, 12 points. He was 45% from the field, only shot the ball 11 times. I would love to see Dylan shoot the ball 10 to 15 times a game, and be 14 to 18 points. That's what I would love to see.
He couldn't hit at the beginning of the game, though.
Yeah, he started off slow. Sam got to watch this one. I got to watch it on my radio, so didn't get to see it live. I always like listening to the radio because I feel like they ramp it up, make it a little more exciting. Kyle Anderson, 12 points, 5 rebounds. JV with another monster rebound. He only had 9 points, but 16 rebounds, 2 assists, a block.
And he only played in 3 quarters.
DeAnthony Melton, Mr. Do Something, always doing something. 9 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, a block. Ja Morant, 15, 7, 5, and a steal. Gorgie, 6 and 14 with 2 blocks. Tyus Jones, 18 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. Josh Jackson. Did you see the post-game interview?
What did y'all come up and say? He's like, do you hear me or something like that?
Josh Jackson, you heard me?
That was it.
Yeah. Yeah. Josh had a pretty good game. He fell off a little bit. I thought he shot better than that. He shot 50% from the field. I was at work listening to the game. I guess I missed maybe a couple shots at the end where he missed. But 19 points, 1 assist, 2 steals. Solid game from him. Tolliver, 2-2-1-2-1. That's 2 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, 1 block.
I was a little shocked that they signed him, too, because he just played for the Kings when we were there Friday, and now he's with the Grizzlies.
He's a better fit than Jordan Bell.
Oh, yeah.
And that's something we hadn't we're going to talk about that a little bit here in a minute. But John Contrar, 5 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal. Yuta, 5-2, and a steal. And Marco Gudrich got on the board, 6 points and 1 rebound. And that's it. We normally don't go head-to-toe on everything, but we're just going to throw it in there tonight. You got it all.
That's why.
But let's talk about that. You brought up Tolliver and Jordan Bell. I was surprised because of Jordan Bell's age that they cut him. but I see where Tolliver is a better fit. Because Jordan Bell is essentially a, let's see, I'm going to say a much lesser version of JV in the fact that he is not going to be able to stretch the floor. He's more of a traditional big. And you've got JV that is that way. And you don't need a second one. He's a third center. He ended up being third string center, which you don't need. Because when everybody is healthy, the Grizzlies have Brandon Clark, Jaren Jackson, Gorgie, and JV that can all play the five, depending on where, like, what lineup they're against, who they're playing. If you want to throw Kyle in at the five against some of these teams, you can. You know, like the Rockets, play Kyle at the five, you can. So Jordan Bell was not going to be – he wasn't going to see the floor. I thought that maybe with the injuries that he may see the floor a little bit more, but he just wasn't the fit that they needed. So Anthony Tolliver's older. Obviously, he's not in the long-term plans, but I see where his stretching the floor ability fit what the Grizzlies need over Jordan Bell.
He had a really good game against the Hawks.
He did. Yeah, he was shooting the ball really well, and that's what they brought him there for. And his isn't locked in. I think he's just on 10-day right now to see what's going to happen, if he's going to be a fit. He keeps playing the way that he's playing. He's probably going to end up being there the rest of the year. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I just hope Jordan Bell – I want Jordan Bell to go somewhere where he is going to be utilized. I feel like he definitely has a role. He is a good NBA player. And I don't know, like – I liked his attitude when he was in Memphis. I like, you know, I had very minimal interaction with him, just kind of in passing in different places or whatever. But he seemed like a pretty good dude. So
he was nice.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see what happens with him. It's the NBA is a business, and that is, you know, we've talked about that before. A lot of, you don't get the loyalty anymore. Not like what
teams are a bunch of douchebags.
Yep. Sam, what did you see in tonight's game?
A blowout.
So it's easy in blowouts to pick out the good stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to sit and watch the game tonight. I did
most
not.
Most of it, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. Like I said, I was listening to it. I was at work trying to get in as much as I could. And so, you know, I missed some of it. But what would you say, like, if you had to say the Grizzlies need to work on this from tonight's game, what do you see?
More consistency from Dylan Brooks, for one. He disappointed me the first quarter. Not that you're a disappointment, Dylan. You did fine, but well,
I mean, that's been a constant all year. You know, Dylan has been very
every time
up and down. You know, we had January Dylan where there wasn't a lot of inconsistency. Dylan played well all of January, and then the All-Star break happens, and Dylan couldn't even spell basketball in February. It was rough. And now he's kind of turned, you know, he had a couple of good games. There were a couple people saying he broke out of the slump in the game where he shot the ball 26 times, and I'm sorry, he did not break out of the slump shooting the ball 26 times. He was 9-for-26 in that game.
Gosh.
Dylan Brooks does not need to shoot the ball 26 times.
That's Caris LeVert numbers.
And I would hope, as an NBA player, if you shoot the ball 25-plus times, that you get into double figures. I would hope. If not, you're doing something terribly wrong. I don't know. I'm glad to see Dylan has. He has been since that game. He has been playing better. So maybe that was the slump breaker. Maybe he got hot enough there in that game that it gave him the confidence to come out and start playing like he's capable of. We've seen Dylan Brooks play well. And then we've seen the Dylan Brooks that is invisible out there. He's always working on the defensive end. You guys, if you've listened to us at all, you know that. If you haven't, I'm a Dylan Brooks supporter. Like, I am not a Homer naive, think that he's the Messiah Dylan Brooks supporter. but he does a lot of things right, and I think that a lot of people are too hard on him. So we'll leave it at that. Man, what is up with this new freaking rule, Sam?
Oh, I don't know.
I know you saw, you sent me the message. Sam sends me a message at work, and I didn't even see the announcement. I hadn't been able to really get on Twitter much
today. I'm very aggravated about it.
The NBA's new rule with all the junk with the coronavirus that's going on, the NBA released a statement saying that they didn't want players taking pens, markers, basketballs, yada, yada, yada.
Jerseys, photos.
Nothing.
Can't high five nobody, no knuckle bumps, no pictures, no nothing.
Yeah, it's, man, that's brutal.
Mm-hmm.
From
what's really
so
brutal.
Okay, let's I'm gonna back up a little from the professional side of it, from the NBA standpoint of, hey, I don't want my players that are traveling all across the country through tons of arenas, I don't want them passing along. If an NBA player gets it, you know, they're in team planes, hotels, locker rooms. They're in all these places where it's going to be easy for them to
disperse.
pass it on to other people. So I get that. But as a fan of the game, it's frustrating because Vince Carter, growing up, North Carolina is it's my favorite college basketball team, and I don't follow college basketball nearly as much as what I used to, but I, like, just growing up, I always liked North Carolina. The place where I grew up, there were a lot of Kentucky fans, and I'm not a fan of being a fan of a team just because it's the popular thing to do. And a lot of people there became Kentucky fans.
Bandwagon Kentucky fans?
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly what it was. And so I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not, you know.
I'm not into that.
And then here comes Antoine Jameson and Vince Carter. So I start watching these guys, and I fall in love with North Carolina. And so Vince Carter, I've been a fan of Vince Carter for a long time. You know, obviously, you know, he's been in the NBA 20 years. So 20 plus years, I've been a fan of Vince Carter. And now I miss out on the opportunity to get the autograph that, you know, I mean, it's, that's not a break. I've watched Vince Carter play. So I've been my childhood heroes watching him play. I've been able to watch him play. He was in Memphis. Got to watch him play. Mm-hmm. Like, he got hot. The second time that I watched him play in Memphis, he got hot in the third quarter. And I think he made like 6 or 7 threes in one quarter and ended up scoring 30-something points. And so I've got to watch him play. And at the time that he was in Memphis, obviously he was well past his prime. But still,
it's still Vince Carter.
Yeah, I got to see a little bit of vintage Vince Carter. So that part, like, I get the, you got to be safe. It's for the players, and I'm all about that. Like, I want the players to be safe. I want the players to, you know, to take care of themselves, because I enjoy watching the game. And if half the NBA is out with the coronavirus.
Half the NBA is out anyway with injuries, so. Well, a third of them are, and we don't have the coronavirus anyway, so they can sign our stuff. So quit being a bunch of babies and sign our stuff.
I wonder if the NBA is going to fine people. I don't know what's going to happen with that.
Well,
anyway,
I'm turning somebody in right now. Josh Jackson knuckle bumped a kid on his way back to the locker room.
No, we're not.
Fine him.
Sam, do you know the saying?
What?
Snitches get stitches.
I've already got some, so ha.
Sam is over here throwing Josh Jackson under the bus.
Jonas had stitches in his back. It looked like he had a bandage on the back of his, right by his armpit tonight. It kind of scared me half. I'm like, what happened? Did he get shanked?
It's probably that tape. You know, they like PG, he wears that tape on his shoulder.
No, it was a bandage. It wasn't that tape. I know what that tape is. No,
yeah,
it was legit, like Band-Aid with tape. white tape over the top of it.
No.
Looked like he, I don't know, it'd be an odd place to get a shot, so something was going on.
He may got a scratch or something during, I mean.
He doesn't get scratched. He's made out of, like, titanium or something.
He's a wildebeest. He's got tough skin.
He's a beast. He's like Killer Croc or something. I don't know.
Yeah, this is, I hate it. I hate the fact that, I mean, obviously, you can't control illness, yada, yada, yada. Like, I know that, but.
It's just aggravating.
It is. It's, anyway, I'm going to get away from that. We're not here to talk. This is not a coronavirus podcast. We're here to talk about the Grizzlies. So,
don't drink Corona.
Again, final score of tonight's game. Memphis Grizzlies 118, Brooklyn Nets 79. Another monster win. Grizzlies beat Atlanta 127-88 on Monday. Traveled to Brooklyn, took care of business. Back-to-back big wins. Now they got a test on Friday. They go to Dallas from Brooklyn. This is going to be interesting, man. This is going to be Dallas at home. It's going to be a tough game. I don't know.
Is Ingus Pingus still playing?
Kristaps?
Yeah, is he hurt?
I don't think he's hurt. I'm actually relatively sure that he's not hurt.
I thought he
honestly
missed the game the other. Maybe they were just resting him.
You know what, man? You're going to make me look. I have no idea. I really don't think that he's out.
I'm checking.
You're pulling it up. Sam's going to pull it up. I don't even know why we're looking at it. I don't care about him anyway.
Well, neither.
We got a unicorn better than him.
We do.
That's right. Oh, yeah. He missed the game at Chicago, but he played tonight.
That's
against New Orleans.
Okay.
Yeah. 26-9, 3 assists, 5 blocks.
Oh, no. Not yet.
Okay. Yeah, so he's still playing. Yep. So he's playing. He's healthy.
Drew's not in the game either.
So this will be a big test for the Grizzlies going to Dallas. Another playoff team at home. Dallas is a pretty good home team. I don't know who's guarding Porzingis. Who you think's guarding Porzingis?
Dylan. No, not at all.
Dylan is not guarding.
He will be guarding Luka.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet, yeah, Dylan is 100% guarding Luka.
Who's guarding Ingus Pingus? Probably.
Sam don't know. He don't know who's guarding him.
I don't, because he plays like 7 different positions, so.
I don't know, Gorgie might be the best bet,
yeah,
honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. So, what you got?
I'm just
Ryan
trying
Allen.
To think who would they start to
Kyle.
Do it. Somebody.
Kyle's.
Yeah, Kyle's usually the one. But he's slow-mo. He's too slow. He can't keep up.
I don't think
he's
too slow.
He's too slow.
That's going to be – that's the matchup right there.
Yeah.
Whoever – obviously, like, Luka's going to do whatever Luka does, but I think that's going to be – like, that'll be the X factor. What do they do to combat Kristaps Porzingis? So, anyway, that's Friday, and then the Grizzlies are at home Saturday against the Hawks. After starting off really, really bad post-All-Star break, the Grizzlies have kind of turned around a little bit. And glad to see it because coming out in the first half, looking like they were, they started off pretty slow in the first part of this game. And then by the end of the game, they ramped up the assist and they were moving the ball. And I know, like, obviously I told you guys I wasn't watching, I was listening to it. But I know one of the announcers on the radio broadcast at one point said that Gorgie caught the ball under the basket and had an easy dunk, but he was so focused on the next pass that he kicked it out to Tolliver in the corner for Tolliver to shoot and miss. But he's like, Gorgie caught that ball and had nobody in front of him. It was him in the basket. All he had to do was jump and dunk it. And he was so focused on passing the ball that he kicked it out and took a lower percentage shot and it didn't work out. But that's when the Grizzlies are the best. They're at their best when they're moving the ball, when it is more of a team game. Yeah, you've got guys that can – Ja Morant can – obviously, he can pour it in. He can put up 30. When Jaren Jackson's out there, he can put up 30. You get the right matchup for JV, he can easily put up 30. If Dylan Brooks is doing it, you know, you've got guys that can ramp up their scoring if need be, but the Grizzlies are at their best whenever they are sharing the ball and getting those assist numbers up. All right, guys, we got nothing else on tonight's game. We'll give you final score one more time. Grizzlies 118, Brooklyn Nets 79.
Trash.
Grizzlies improved to 31-31 on the season. Good for the eighth seed in the Western Conference. 3.5-game lead over the Sacramento Kings. And let's go. Keep holding on until we get healthy. Me and Sam are plenty healthy. Until the Grizzlies get healthy, keep holding on to that spot. And lock it in, and let's see the Grizzlies-Lakers 1-8 matchup in the playoffs. That's going to be interesting. We're closing it out today, not like we always do, but we're going to close it out with our partner here at HoopBall. We talk to you guys about them all the time, mybookie.ag. You go to mybookie.ag, it is a sporting book. They have more lines and better odds for the players than any other sports book out there, guys. Go check them out, 24-hour a day, 7-day a week. Customer service team to answer all of your questions and help you with any of your needs. The show's promo code is TODAY, T-O-D-A-Y.
TODAY.
If you go to mybookie.ag right now, your initial deposit, they are going to match you 50% up to $2,000. Again, the show's promo code is TODAY at mybookie.ag. You go over there, you put in the code, you deposit $2,000, they're going to give you an extra $1,000 to bet. Or anything in between. Whatever you want to put down, you use the show's promo code today, you're getting half of whatever you put down at mybookie.ag. Go check them out. They've got anything and everything that you want to bet on. And I'm going to challenge you. I guarantee you, if you go to mybookie.ag right now and you enter that code, you get on there, you place bets, you can find something on mybookie.ag to bet on that you would not have thought that they had on that page. That's what I'm going to bet you.
Absolutely.
If you knew that they were going to have all of this stuff on mybookie.ag, hit me up on Twitter. Let me know what it was.
And I'm going to call you a liar. So
Sam's going to bust you out. Yep. He's not going to mess around with it.
And I'm going to tag hashtag TODAY in it. I'm calling you out TODAY.
Calling you out today. So, again, the website mybookie.ag, the show's promo code is TODAY, T-O-D-A-Y. Go check them out. All right, guys, we're ending it now. That's it. We talked to you about our partner here at HoopBall Grizz. You can find the show on Twitter at HoopBall Grizz. You can find me at DWill2111. Sam is at?
It is at SammyB1118, capital S, lowercase a, MMY, capital B, 1118. Check us out. Be like Nike and just do it.
Love he had you. To squeeze it in.
Had to get it in there.
He missed it. Two shows in a row, I've cut him off. He hadn't been able to do it. So I'm like, boom.
I got in the last one.
No, you didn't get in the last
one. I didn't get
one.
In the last. Did you cut it out?
You didn't get in the last one.
Ah. I thought I got in the last one.
Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, go Grizz.
Go Grizz. Yeah.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.